Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ben Meyer. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 23. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are not you my workmanship in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who would examine me. Do we not have the right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living? Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruit? Or who tends a flock without getting some of the milk? Do I say these things on human authority? Does not the law say the same? For it is written in the law of Moses, "You shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain." Is it for the oxen that God is concerned? Does he not certainly speak for our sake? It was written for our sake because the plowman should plow in hope and the thresher thresh in hope of sharing in the crop. If we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share this rightful claim on you, do we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not made use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who are employed in the temple service get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. But I have made no use of any of these rights, nor am I writing these things to secure any such provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19, St. Paul writes, "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them." Free from all, but servant to all. This seems paradoxical. When we think of freedom, we think of being unbound from any obligation. As Americans, we are quite accustomed to asserting our rights and freedoms. Paul claims freedom from all, and yet he says, "I have made myself a servant to all." How are we to understand this? Richard Lenski, in his commentary on this section, has a helpful explanation. He writes, Paul's paradox must be rightly understood. When he made himself a slave to all men, he did this of his own accord. He did it freely. It was the voluntary act of a free man. Being free, I made myself a slave. Paul does not say, I let all men or any man make a slave of me. So, Paul is free, but he uses his freedom to serve others. In this case, Paul chooses not to assert his rights as an apostle to be paid by the church in Corinth for his service. He willingly chooses to give that up in order to serve them. You may have heard someone on a TV show say, you can't fire me, I quit. Paul here is saying kind of the opposite. You can't hire me because I'm serving you for free. Paul's love for the church in Corinth led him to serve them, not for any personal gain, but so that they would gain from him. Loving others leads to serving them. Jesus, in his love for us, served us and continues to serve us. He sets us free through the forgiveness of sins to serve others in love. And Martin Luther picks up on this in question 18 of his Christian Questions and Their Answers, where he writes, finally, why do you wish to go to the sacrament? That I may learn to believe that Christ, out of great love, died for my sin, and also learn from him to love God and my neighbor. Lord, as Paul learned to love the church in Corinth, help us to learn to love our neighbors and serve them, not under compulsion, but in our freedom, choosing to love them through humble service. In Jesus' name, amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, through the patriarch Isaac, you preserved the seed of the Messiah and brought forth the new creation. Continue to preserve the church as the Israel of God, as she manifests the glory of your holy name by continuing to worship your Son, the child of Mary, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.